Returning home now, the significant risks facing motorcyclists on Irish roads has been highlighted by a new and stark report from the Road Safety Authority. It shows 105 motorcyclists killed and 884 seriously injured between 2020 and 2024. I'm joined now in studio by Sarah O'Connor, who is Director of Partnerships and External Affairs at the RSA. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Just looking at your report, it does have breakdown of both age and gender of the fatalities. What's it telling us?
Well, I suppose from a gender point of view, it's a fairly universal message. So 100% of the fatalities, all of the deaths of motorcyclists were male, they were men. And in terms of serious injuries, 93% were men. So when we look at what is happening to motorcyclists themselves, it is a male issue and a male discussion point, which is obviously very important for us to know, because I suppose that informs any of the education and awareness that we do, but is probably very useful for your listeners to know and to understand.
And what can you tell us about the locations of the fatalities and how that differs from, say, accidents?
So when we differentiate, and we don't talk about accidents, because it's really important to remember that these are collisions or crashes which can be prevented. The word accident sometimes moves people out of that headspace to remind ourselves that we can actually help prevent collisions every single day. When we look at what happens in terms of fatalities, those are predominantly on rural roads. So there are 7 out of 10, for example, would be on rural roads and the remainder on urban roads. And when we look at serious injuries, it's roughly half and half. So it's not exactly the same when it comes to motorcycle fatalities and collisions, the kinds of roads that those happen on.
Now, this is a report into 2020 to 2024, a 5-year period.
Yeah.
You have new data telling us about what's happening since that report was taken.
So I suppose the update at the moment would be that we have had 17 motorcycle fatalities on our roads this year. Now, from the 5-year period that you were mentioning earlier there, Paul, that would be on average 21 a year. So you can tell 17 fatalities is very, very high. It's very stark, very serious and very tragic this year, and we are very concerned about it, and we're very keen to get some messages across to your listeners, partly informed by this research today.
And before we come to the message and what can be done, just a bit more digging a little bit deeper into, can you tell us just about, say, that not just the locations, rural versus urban, but are these on straight roads? Is it on a case where someone's accelerating? What type of information have you gleaned?
So we've looked at single vehicle collisions where it's only the motorcyclist involved, and we've looked at multiple vehicle collisions. When it comes to single vehicle collisions, actually most of the time it's people driving forward, so it's not about a junction, and about half are where the motorcyclist has lost control. So I suppose that's quite important for the motorcyclist themselves to have a think about. And for example, about a fifth may have collided with the verge of the road. When it comes to multiple vehicle collisions, very vastly it is moving forward. So people may think it's about a junction, they may think it's about overtaking, but really 78% of those collisions are where the driver was going forward where the motorcycle was going forward, and then a very significant portion of them as well were also where the driver was going forward. Only about a third involved the driver of the car, for example, if it was another vehicle turning right. So I suppose really what you're teasing out there is, in terms of single vehicle collisions, you know, speed may be a factor, observation may be a factor, and control. And in terms of multiple vehicle collisions, it's, are people seeing each other? Are people aware of what other people are doing? And I suppose if it's about going straight or overtaking, is speed a factor for either vehicle there?
So I guess when you hear, and it is a stark report, and those statistics on fatalities are shocking, I'm just wondering what needs to change in your view to try and reduce those numbers?
So I think there's two things. So there's a message for other road users. So when it comes to any people who are in cars, light goods vehicles, heavy goods vehicles, it's about using your indicators so that the other road users are really, really clear about what it is that you're doing. It's about watching your speed, and it's about taking the lifesaver look. And the lifesaver look is really, really important. I was recently at an event where I was speaking to motorcyclists, and the fervency and kind of emotion with which they viewed their appreciation of other drivers taking that last second moment look before you turn left or right, or before you overtake or speed up, to really make sure that at the very last moment you're making sure that a vulnerable road user like a motorcyclist, a cyclist or an e-scooterist is not very close to your car. And motorcyclists felt that that was revolutionary, and if we could all just build that into every single interaction we have on the roads as other drivers, they were really, really feeling that that was very important. And then from a motorcycle point of view, I suppose speed is a key piece. observation of other vehicles, but also of the road, the conditions. And again, at that same Garda workshop, the bike safe workshop, again, it was people making sure that they were travelling to the appropriate weather or road conditions, and also really just taking care. I mean, a third of these collisions with serious injuries for motorcyclists are a single vehicle collision. And it's all about, I suppose, not getting distracted and really taking care when somebody's on the road on their own, because, you know, very serious collisions or fatalities can also happen in those instances.
You're putting great store on that issue. You called it the lifesaver look. Just to go back over it again, what exactly is that?
It's taking that second momentary look before you undertake a manoeuvre, whether it's turning left or right at a junction, whether it's speeding up or whether it's overtaking, just to make sure that a vehicle hasn't come into the car's immediate area when you're undertaking that manoeuvre.
Sarah O'Connor, Director of Partnerships and External Affairs at the RSA, thank you very much for joining us. It's just 29 minutes past one.